Back in 2011, former Republican Governor Mitch Daniels saw the passage of the voucher program as a huge victory.
It means social justice has come to Indiana education.
The program passed in 2011 was based on the classic view of school choice supporters. All students should have access to all educational opportunities. Money should not be a barrier. And back then, a low-income student could get a voucher in two ways. One, if they were already receiving some sort of scholarship from an approved private organization. Two, if they attended a public school for one full school year and wanted to transfer. In that first year, 7,500 vouchers were available. Here's Daniels in 2011.
If they have tried the public schools and believe they are not serving their child well, they will not be forced to continue in those schools just because they don't have a high enough income.
And this was controversial from the start. Remember, in Indiana public schools, the money follows the student. So if a lot of students use vouchers and go to private schools, the public schools lose money. Back in 2011, Daniels said he didn't expect this to become a big problem.
But in my own view, it is not likely to be a very large phenomenon in Indiana.
5 years later, the program has expanded in a major way. It now enrolls around 3% of the entire student population. Republican Representative Bob Boehning wrote part of the founding school voucher legislation.
I guess I look at 33,000 out of 1.1 million students. That's still a very small percentage in terms of overall choice.
Critics say this can still hurt districts. For example, 4,500 students living in the Fort Wayne Community School District went to private schools last year using vouchers.
This fall, over 9,000 students attended the school of their choice.
Once Governor Mike Pence took office in 2013, the program experienced a dramatic change, putting enrollment in the tens of thousands.
In recent years, Indiana's given parents who previously had few choices the ability to choose the public or private school that best meets the needs of their family.
Pence and the legislature expanded the program so more students can qualify. Middle-class families now qualify if their public school has an F rating or another child previously received a scholarship. And some of these are kids who never attended public schools. Most importantly, the 2013 update said any child who qualifies can get a voucher. There was no longer a limit.
My name is Molly Stewart, and I am a research associate at the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy, otherwise known as KEEP.
Stewart and a team of researchers at Indiana University are looking at the finances of the program.
So mainly we are looking at where is the source of voucher money and where is it going to in some cases.
She questions the money middle-class families receive, such as a family of four making $90,000. She says it's possible that some of these families would have sent their kids to private schools regardless, but now they qualify for vouchers, so the state is paying for it.
That to me is money that the state is now spending on private education that it was not previously spending on public education.
A report on the program released by the Department of Education shows the program costs $54 million. But Republican Representative Bob Boehning says the program saves the state money overall. When a child goes to private school, the state covers half or 90% of the tuition, depending on the family's income. But when the child goes to public school, the state covers instruction and transportation, construction, and infrastructure costs for the school.
There's no way you can figure out it doesn't cost more.
Which is true, but Stewart says it's more complicated.
So if the idea behind a voucher program is we're going to have the money follow the student, well, if the student didn't start in a public school, the money isn't following them from the public school. It's just appearing from another budget.
The one thing data does support, enrollment in the program is likely leveling off because there aren't as many available spots at private schools. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.